Continuing on this story, last week in the Senate, Labor and the Coalition voted down a motion from the Greens to hold a wide-ranging inquiry into Australia's electronic surveillance operations.
Okay.
But following these latest revelations of spying on Indonesian politicians, the Greens communication spokesman Scott Ludlam will try again when the Senate resumes next month. Senator Ludlam is in our Parliament House studios. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Australia's spy agencies are already accountable to the Parliament. What would an inquiry achieve?
Well, they're not really accountable to the Parliament, and we spent all day in estimates yesterday chasing answers to some fairly basic questions. There are agencies, including the ASD, that is the one that's conducted this espionage in Indonesia, who we can't even call before a parliamentary committee. They don't publish an annual report, we don't know how many staff they have, and we certainly didn't realise that they were deploying US surveillance equipment in our embassies in Indonesia and throughout the region. So I don't think they are accountable to Parliament in any sense.
So this surveillance was conducted by the ASD, the Australian Signals Directorate. Do you have any sense of how wide-ranging its operations are? Is that possible to find out? Have you attempted?
Well, you certainly won't find out anything from the Abbott government or from the former government. All we know, really effectively, are what have been disclosed by Edward Snowden through the world's media. And I think what Tony Abbott needs to stop doing is curling up in the fetal position saying we won't comment on intelligence matters, because that's sounding less and less intelligent by the day. This is out in the open now, and they can't pretend that this isn't happening. So disclosure, and as former Foreign Minister Bob Carr said, an apology. That's, you know, the first thing that President Obama did when this broke in Europe with Chancellor Angela Merkel's handset having been hacked, was an undertaking that it wouldn't occur again. I think that's the least the Australian government should offer.
Yes, but an apology is different to disclosure. You'd have to be careful, surely, who and what you disclose publicly. I mean, as Tony Abbott said yesterday, all governments gather information and all governments know that every other government gathers information, but Australia uses that to help our friends and our allies, not to harm them. He also said his first duty is to protect Australia and advance our national interest. Do you concede that some intelligence gathering is legitimate and important for our national interest?
Of course. That's really not the issue here at all. There's a difference between intelligence gathering, which I think has probably occurred out of embassies for as long as they've existed, and breaking the law. The Vienna Convention says pretty clearly you don't abuse the laws of the host or the receiving country. There's a big difference between collecting intelligence or open source intelligence in countries in which you're operating and hacking the phone of the president and his wife and his leadership team. That's not making us safer. That's not increasing our national security. What it's done is damaged an important relationship, and for the time being at least, I would say actually runs down the security of our position in the region. What we need, you know, the reason these agencies operate, the reason they deploy this equipment, is to track violent extremism and terror cells and organised crime networks, not hack the phones of friendly foreign leaders.
It's 8:03 on Breakfast. We're speaking with the Greens communications spokesperson, Senator Scott Ludlam. Scott Ludlam, you're calling for an inquiry into the extent, I think, of electronic surveillance operations in Australia. What is it that you want to find out exactly? What's your concern?
I'd say three things at the outset. So firstly, an apology and an undertaking to the Indonesian leadership that would begin to settle the present situation, which is quite volatile. The second thing is that we'll write today to the IGIS, so that's the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security, and refer this matter to her. And she's the only one who has any direct oversight of the ASD, but of course that's closed to the Parliament. The third thing, which is the Senate inquiry that we moved through the chamber last week, that the government and the Labor Party used their combined numbers to defeat, looks at a much broader ranging inquiry. As I say, this is out in the open. There are inquiries through the US Congress, through the Westminster Parliament, through capitals in Europe and South America, where this is out in the open. And it's time that transparency came to Australia.
And this is transparency in the wake of the revelations that came largely from the US as a result of the Edward Snowden leaks about the extent of phone monitoring.
That's right. And that's the tip of the iceberg. I think what's been published so far of the case of Snowden documents, the vast bulk of that material hasn't yet been put into the public domain. It's still being gone through. So this is going to come out one way or another. It's time that the Australian government led with transparency. So our inquiry really had three limbs to it. The first was the diplomatic damage that's being done. The second was the damage or the harm to the human right to privacy, to all citizens who have found themselves under this passive surveillance. surveillance. And the third is the undermining of business confidence and business transactions if you can't be sure who's snooping and who's listening in. And I think it needs to go somewhat further to that, and you can do this without disclosing operational matters. Is our institutional framework enough? Are these agencies within the ambit of democratic institutions, or have they in recent years become completely unmoored and are acting effectively autonomously? Now, that's the discussion that's being had in Washington, in Europe, and in South America. It needs to happen here.
Scott Ludlam, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Scott Ludlam is the Greens communications spokesperson. He's already got on the books a motion for a wide-ranging inquiry into Australia's electronic surveillance operations. Labor and the Coalition voted that down last week. The Greens, in the wake of these revelations, will have another go.